Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V. Vince Brown, coming at you once again, family. I know I say it every time, and that's because every time is still true. It's good to talk to y'all, family. Now, I know, we're in a little bit different setting this time. I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know if you can feel the vibe, but I decided to switch it up. We're not in the car. We're just sitting in the room chilling. I know a couple of y'all are hearing this right now going, one, Vince, you late. Two, Vince, we ain't heard from you in like, two weeks. 2 weeks and some change. You slipping. What you doing back, man? And you back on the day of all days. If y'all don't know what today is my birthday. So if today is my birthday, then I need to tell y'all for certain, Merry Christmas. I know for a fact yesterday was Christmas. So Merry Christmas, family. I missed y'all, man. I know y'all ain't heard from me. I know, but if you've been really keeping an eye on what I've been doing, man, I've been trying to get these events lined up, man. I've been trying to really do something with the music. We're really out here. We really trying to do it. We really trying to make it happen. The music honestly has taken over a major portion of my life that I did not expect at all. And to tell you the truth, that was my biggest gift of 2020, was my eyes opening up to the direction of which I'm going to truly take my life, man. It's a whole different thought process than doing a podcast. I love y'all so much, and I love doing a podcast, but music is going to be the way we go, man. Music is going to be the absolute direction we go. You know, this year, a little different on my birthday as well. One, when's the last time you niggas saw a white Christmas? Okay, white Christmas, the mythical snow on Christmas. It's unheard of. It hasn't happened where I'm from in decades. Snow on Christmas. This year, 2020 of all years, it snows on Christmas. I don't even know if it was forecasted to snow on Christmas. That's how you really don't know who's writing this shit anymore. Who the fuck wrote 2020? Like, who did God hand the pen over to? And I was like, all right, bro, you know what? 2020, your story. What you got for him? And they pick snow on Christmas. Like, you know, it's got to be some teamwork effort going on in here, man. It can't just be one. It's got to be some, hey, man, it's got to be like a team of writers going around the circle. All right, guys, so what we got for January? Ooh, okay, I like that. Oh, wait a minute. Who said chicken sandwiches? Who said legendary chicken sandwiches? I like that. We're going to throw that in somewhere in the year, too. Okay. Whoa. Did you say plague? Let's flip it. Modernize it. COVID. Run it. It's gotta be, man. I'm telling you. This world is too wild and crazy, man. 2020 was one of the biggest, greatest, worst years of all time. Like, at some point in life, you're going to look back and you're going to give a shout out to 2020. 2020 made you tougher. But you just can't wait to see the 2021 pop up, just to see if the one going to be better, because this year has been trash. Huh. And we all know it. We all just suffered from it. We all done went through it, man. You know, even me this year, I had to go through it as well. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, with the music and everything, and even learning lessons with that shit, man. Learning a whole different type of world to be in. That's why I know y'all see this right here and y'all go, Vince, we saw the name of this. This is called Tape One. Why is this called Tape One? Because I'm not a liar, okay? Tape One was supposed to come out today. But in joining the music world, there are lessons in which you have to learn. And one of them being, you kind of can't just jump into the mix and put out a tape when you just want to put out a tape, if you want to do it officially, you got to go through the proper channels. The proper channels take time to go through. You can't just release music like that. And it's okay. I understand that. It can't just be an instant process like that. Learning lessons, another lesson of 2020. understandable. You gotta take your time. You can't just sprint into this shit. You gotta slow walk, see what's gonna happen, see who's gonna feel you, see how big it's gonna pop. You can't just hop into it. And I appreciate all these lessons, man. So I do apologize for everybody who was waiting on the tape, but the tape cannot come out today. It hurts my heart, and I know for a fact it hurts my producer's heart more than it probably hurts anybody else's heart, because he really wanted the tape to come out today. If not for anything else, but you know what I'm saying, but for me. And I really appreciate that. Also, I love you, dog. I appreciate you, bro, for all the hard work that you put into and all the hours that we, you know, put blood, sweat, and tears into this motherfucker. Literally, blood, sweat, and tears just to get some of these songs right. And, you know, people hear 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, work for song, and you don't understand how much time and effort go into it. And, you know what I'm saying? It's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's all about artwork. That's what art is. But, man, I appreciate my brother for going to war and going to battle with me whenever we go in that booth and whenever we get in that studio, man. I appreciate you, dog. You know, I'm thankful this year because also on my birthday, I like to spend my birthday really being thankful. So that's why I just sit in the room and chill today. I just want to talk to y'all. Like, honestly, today, I'm thankful for my friends and the people I have around me. I'm thankful for my team. My team has decided to completely flip my birthday, or attempt to flip my birthday. I'm flipping my birthday. It's hard to do. Told them that straight up. Hey, man, it's hard to do something the day after Christmas. Even if it's on the weekend, hey, the day after Christmas ain't always the good day to go. I know. It's busy as hell. It's busy as hell. Everybody got plans. Some people going back to work. It just happened like that. I understand. Happens over time. But, man, oh, man. I love my friends and my team and the people around me, and I really can't appreciate them any much more, because they have decided, you know what, they was going to take care of me for my birthday. You know, that's okay, but that's going to work, and I'm not really used to being the one that I let people take care of. I'm the one that's usually taking care of other people. I know people can relate to me on that certain aspect. I know y'all feel me on that. But this year, to tell you the truth, I really did decide to make a change just to relax a little bit, man. And it's hard to be like that because I am so self-reliant and self-sufficient and really trying to be the one to keep it moving, keep it pushing, keep it going. Really trying to be the one on the up and up, trying to get. I'm telling you, man. I all my life I have tailored myself to be the one to put the team on your back. What LeBron James do? I'm tailored to be LeBron. My mentality. I love Michael Jordan because I have the aggression of Michael Jordan when I'm doing my shit. I really do. But my mentality is LeBron James. I have the whole team on my goddamn back. Bring your ass. Nope, you suck. You can come too. You suck. I got you too. We're gonna get you right. You suck. We're gonna get you. That's what we're gonna do. We'll get your team. We're gonna put the team on your back though, right? And I'm not even saying my niggas suck or whatever, but that's like, that's the mentality, right? You appreciate when there are stars around you. That's why I love my team, right? Because to be the motherfucker that put the team on your back and then to finally go, you know what? Alright, y'all got it. And to have that trust in your team and have that love in your team, man, I really can't appreciate my team any more than I do any day. And that's, like I said, that goes from Oso, and that goes from, you know, Krista, and that goes from Bree, and that goes for Jamisa and Hutch. And Lamage and Kiana and Tia, definitely Tia and Peyton. And shout out the Bear. You know what I'm saying? And the bad thing is you always get in trouble as you go down names. And somebody go, "Why didn't you mention my name?" Because I wasn't thinking about you at that time. I apologize. I'm sitting here chilling, trying to do a podcast. Okay, but even the people that wish me happy birthday, I appreciate all y'all, man. I appreciate all the love and support that really comes through, man. Like, when people love to see me, man, I'm happy because I always love to see you just to get a chance to chop it up with you, just to kick it with you one more time, man. Just to understand how your year been, just to understand what's been going on with you, you know. And it's wild because 2021, it's going to be a slight bit of a change to that as well. I got to go into next tape focus, man. Because music has taken over so much. You know, it's once tape one officially comes out, and like I said, I appreciate y'all coming through and listening to this. No, I didn't bamboozle you. Tape one actually is on the way out. It just can't come out right now. I do apologize. We do apologize for the inconveniences. We wasn't trying to fool y'all. But when tape one actually does come out, but it's on to the next one. I'm excited for each piece of music that everybody gets a chance to hear, but by the time you hear it, I want you to hear so much more. I'm being held back at that point, trying to just like, yo, like, cause I want you to hear this, I want you to hear that, I probably want you to hear this, I want you to hear that, I want you to hear so much more. But it's always next tape, next tape, next song, I can't wait. I can't wait. But we already went to the next one, man. I appreciate all the love and support that already came through. That for me also coming through for the Venzel Music page. If you're not hip already, go follow Venzel Music on Facebook, to tell you the truth. Go follow _ Venzel on Instagram. I got to promote this shit more. I really got to put this shit out more. Because this is, we taking off, man. Like, this is it. 2020 really opened my eyes, and that's the biggest gift for me in 2020. 2020 really opened my eyes, and that's the biggest gift. It makes it tougher. It's kind of wild to just sit back and think about it. But family, you know, even though I know it's been a while, I know you're saying, Vince, we missed you, man. I missed y'all too. But family, I'm going to keep this one a little short. But trust me, by the end of the week, you'll understand why. I love you, family. Venzel on vinyl on the way. V on V. I'm telling you, when we hit shelves and we hit stores, it's going big. All right? I love you, family. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for all the birthday wishes. I'm trying to tell you, I appreciate that more than you think. And we're going to see another year, 26 on the 26th, baby. Love y'all, family. Peace.